Great Destinations Radio Show.
Mind the gap.
There's more online at greatdestinationsradioshow.com.
Many people who want to tour the Caribbean, I guess, will just book a cruise. But Jason Smart, author of the travel book An Accidental Tourist, chose to do it by air, using the local island-hopping airline, LIAT.
I meet quite a few people on that in the trip to the Caribbean, and I ask quite a few of them, what do you think of LIAT? And almost all of them had bad experiences. I think it's the poor customer service they received afterwards when they complain. They say, look, my flight's cancelled. What can I do? And they just go, do what you want. Swim. Get a boat. They don't care.
Even though there were some horror stories, Jason says his trip with LIAT did go very smoothly.
I went to 10 different countries, all independent nations of the Caribbean, and yet some of them looked very similar. It was the same type of trees, same type of housing, same people, but each one had its own identity. And if you've just been to Antigua and nothing else, then you're missing out.
Jason said there was a lot to see and do around history and the island's natural resources.
A lot of the islands have got the forts, the beaches. If you go there for the nature, there's nature trails everywhere. It's obviously hot and humid, but you can see the real, you know, the hummingbirds and the butterflies and all the birds that are living there.
Some of the islands have a shared history, so the sites are similar, but some places were unique.
I'll tell you what was interesting about St. Vincent and the Grenadines. There was the old Hollywood film set for Pirates of the Caribbean. It's fallen to rack and ruin a bit, but you could see where Johnny Depp did some of his filming. And Trinidad's really interesting as well, because you can visit a monastery where they have this special yogurt that's supposed to have very wild powers. And in Trinidad as well, it's famous for its hummingbirds, so I went to a hummingbird farm. And if you're into sailing and yachting, then obviously Antigua and St. Kitts are the other place you can go as well.
I wanted to hear more about the hummingbirds.
The person who I was with, he just said, oh, have you come for the hummingbirds? And I went, I didn't even know you had them in Trinidad. He went, yeah, come on. So you drove me to this place, and it was amazing. They were just, as you see on the nurture programs, tiny little bee-like birds just fluttering around the flowers. Yeah, it was wonderful, wonderful.
I asked Jason to name his favourite place from his Caribbean trip.
St. Vincent. Beautiful little island, the friendliest people you've ever met. It was a totally different experience from Barbados, which was very tourist infrastructure heavy.
Jason also told me he liked Dominica, which he felt had retained its true Caribbean nature.
It's still the most authentic out of all the Caribbean nations. I think possibly because it's one of the poorest, therefore gets less tourists.
There were some places he felt had become tourist traps because of the cruise ships.
I would say the capital of St. Kitts, Basseterre, everywhere you went, it was geared for the cruise ship passengers. There was actually a cruise ship in port. That was the only one I saw on the whole trip. But I think anywhere where the ships, the large ships come into port, I think there is a heavy tourist infrastructure. I was lucky that it was out of season, so I didn't come across many, if any, tourists.
I asked Jason where he'd go back to in the Caribbean if he wanted another holiday.
St. Lucia, purely because it's the most visually stunning of the islands that I went to. It was an amazingly beautiful place, lush, green.
Jason Smart's book, An Accidental Tourist, A Caribbean Misadventure, is available from bookstores and Amazon.